Empower Radio presents The Miracle of Healing with Lisa Campion. Meet healers, learn different modalities, and hear empowering stories of people on their healing journey. The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Lisa Campion.
Hey there, I'm Lisa Campion, and this is The Miracle of Healing on Empower Radio, where conscious people come together and explore the world of healing to heal the planet one person at a time. Today, we are going to jump into the soup. That's wisdom soup, actually, with internationally known speaker, author, and transformational coach, Ann Tucker. I really enjoyed having Ann on my show a few months ago, since she has a super cool way of looking at the person, looking at the personality of the soul and coming up with these different soul types. And Ann has a new online community called Wisdom Soup. And she shares her five-step process to pretty powerful spiritual transformation that she called Speed Up to Serendipity, which I think is cool because serendipity is like awesome. It's one of my favorite things. We all love when things happen in a serendipitous kind of way. So, and I can't wait to talk to Anne about it. So let's jump right into the soup. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. So thanks for coming back on my show. I'm so happy to have you back again.
Thank you so much. It's always great to talk to you.
And tell me about Wisdom Soup. What is it, and how did you come up with that name? What's it all about?
Yeah, sure. Where the idea of soup is, it's that it is, you know, when you make a soup, you can always make it out of whatever you like. It doesn't have to be necessarily a very strict recipe. That the idea of that each of us has our own wisdom, and so we each make our own soup. We are all looking for different things. So that's where the name came from, is this idea of that it is, you know, when you're on a spiritual journey, so much of it is divinely led. You know, we're led by intuition, by the signs that, you know, we happen to bump into the right teacher, the right time. So I think in any kind of if you have a spiritual plan or a recipe that you're following, it needs to leave room. In fact, encourage that divine relationship, leave room for serendipity. So that's the idea with Wisdom Soup, is it allows you to create and find your own path, leaving room for and actually speeding up that process, speeding up serendipity.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think serendipity is like sort of signs that we're headed down the right path?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's funny, like the ways that the universe or spirit speaks to us, you know, and it's for some people, it can be the really tangible signs of, you know, the coincidences that stack up, is that the person that shows up right when you need them, you know, that you see the same words five times in a day, you know, or finding the silver penny that, you know, the shiny penny that has your birth date on it. You know, it's those little signs that make you feel like that you're not alone in this and that you're on the right path.
I love that. I don't know if you've ever seen this movie with Jim Carrey in it called Bruce Almighty. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's that scene where he's like in his car, he's like, I want a sign from God. And there's literally, he's like, there's a sign truck in front of him, like dropping signs on him. Like, I just think that's so funny. I don't know. I sometimes feel like that too. Like, God's probably giving me huge signs, right?
It's so funny. One time I was driving and I was in that, and I was debating over, you know, a big decision I had to make. And I was like, okay, I want a sign. And I was on the freeway. And I was driving, and I was trying to think of a something that I could ask for that wasn't going to be common, that was going to be uncommon, so I would know for sure. And I was like, I want an orange sign, you know, something orange, because I'm on the freeway. Where are you going to find something orange? And it was right, like literally within a second, right in front of me as I was coming down an on-ramp, was an orange cone that a road crew had left behind, the one singular orange cone just sitting. And it was instant. Like, I asked for orange, and then instantly, and it's so fast. That's a time where sometimes it can throw you. It can be like, well, wait a minute, that was too fast. I wasn't ready.
Oh, that's so funny. I have a story kind of like that too, which is same sort of how I was having a moment of like deep existential crisis. And I was like, show me a sign. And like seconds later, lightning hit a tree in my backyard.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, wait, I was like, could that be the sign? You know, clearly it was. literally the lightning strike. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about community. I know that's kind of a big part of your wisdom soup.
Yeah, it really is. And I think, you know, as people are heading down this path, I think one of the things that's really hard is that as you start to raise your vibration, sometimes you fall out of resonance with the people around you. So it's not uncommon that friends that you used to have a lot in common with, all of a sudden it's just you're not quite meshing anymore. And it's not that they've necessarily done anything wrong or that you've done anything wrong. It's just it starts to feel a little bit lonely, that I think people are really looking for other people to not only support them, but to validate what's happening to them, right? As we're starting to get these signs and starting to have these experiences, you want to know, gosh, am I crazy? Is this happened to anybody else? And to learn from each other, you know, when you're learning something, you want to know, okay, what happened to somebody else? What resources did they use? What teachers did they use? So Wisdom Soup Online offers that. It offers, there's a whole community component where you can find other people who are interested in the same subjects, the same topic areas that you are, and you can learn from them. So people post recommendations for the books that they've loved, the teachers that they've learned from. So there really is that sense of that you aren't in this alone, and that all the other people on the site are in the community with you. They're on the same path. And going through the same thing. So same thing, we have group calls together so people can get to know each other.
That's so beautiful. I mean, I really feel like community is like people searching for community. They're searching for tribe, you know, and it's one of the most important human needs we have that I think is very left out of our society, you know, these days.
Yeah, it really is. And I think it's you know, it's even more pronounced, I think, for people who are on the spiritual path or who are making you know, working on themselves in this way, you know, because I think a lot of people come to this from when they've had some sort of an event in their life, when they've had something to shake things up, you know, and maybe they've had a divorce or they've lost their job or they've had, you know, some kind of a health crisis or something in their life has happened to sort of shake the foundation. Maybe it's just a depression or something that just caused them to look at their life again, you know, or taking the rug out from underneath them in some way that causes them to start looking for answers or to start questioning. And when you do that, it really can shake up your relationships and your sense of connection to your community. So you start looking, you know, people I think are really seeking to find that sense of connection and support, and they need it. So I think it's, you know, providing a space for that, I think, is super important.
Yeah, that's great. That's a real community service. Really, if you don't mind the pun. What about the five steps? So tell us a little bit about the five steps that you talk about.
Yeah. So one of the things I notice is as you're going down this path, people tend to approach it kind of like a hermit crab, where, you know, you sort of crawl along and you bump into a teacher and that you like. And so you work with them and they maybe you work with them for a year or so. And then you realize, I think I've, you know, grown through that. I'm ready for the next thing. And then they'll just wander around until they bump into the next one. And then they put that one on for a while. And there's no strategic direction to it. So it's really hard to know because none of the teachers actually work together. They all are like their own little silos. So it's very hard to know when to go when you're finished with one, what naturally is next in the sequence. I think people can end up losing a lot of momentum, losing time, and sometimes they become disinterested. They lose their place on the path because they don't know what to do next. It isn't clear. They're waiting for a sign. They're waiting for that divine guidance. So what I've done with Wisdom Soup is I've taken all that ambiguity out of the picture by providing that structure. So it starts out I laid it out in five steps. It's five steps and it unfolds over the course of 12 months. And in each of those months, I'm introducing you to a different teacher on a different topic. And we take you all the way from the beginning where it's a little bit like if you think about the steps that you would take to fly an airplane. So in the beginning, if you were flying an airplane, you would be clearing your path and getting your, you know, working with air traffic control. So if you're on your spiritual path, you're going to be figuring out where you're going by setting your intentions, and you're going to be clearing your path, which is clearing your energetic blocks. So in those first 2 months, we're working on learning to clear energetic blocks, and we're working on how to clarify and set your intentions. And next you're working on, in the next month, you know, if you're going to be moving into, if you're a plane, again, going back to that same metaphor, if you're going to be flying a plane, you want to make sure that all of your passengers are sitting in their seat facing forward and buckled up, that everybody is facing in the same direction, right? So on your spiritual path, you want to make sure that everything is facing in the same direction, that your subconscious and your conscious mind are working together, that they're not working in opposition. So we're going to be digging into your beliefs, making sure that they're working with you, and looking into doubt, confidence, gratitude, happiness, these types of topics. Then in the third step, you're going to be going into, if you're flying a plane, this is where you're going to be looking at your instrument panel, collecting all your information, making sure that you're checking all your systems on your airplane. So same thing with your spiritual path, is we're going to be collecting information, finding out what we can about your purpose, about what you came in with. So we're going to be learning to interpret your dreams, and we're going to be looking at astrology and numerology. And then following that, you're going to be, if you're flying a plane, you're going to be starting to release the brakes, right? Anything that's providing resistance, preventing you from moving. So on your spiritual path, in this fourth step, we're going to be, again, removing resistance. So we're going to be looking at forgiveness and your ability to receive, which are both things that can prevent you. They're sort of a force of resistance preventing you from moving forward. And then finally, the last step with the plane, you're taking flight. And with your spiritual journey, this is when you start connecting to your intuition. So we're going to be looking into channeling and things like that. So it sets it up in a logical sequence so that you know once you're finished with one topic area, once you've touched on that, you can move into the next. And it takes all that guesswork out for you.
Wow, that's really cool. You know, it seems like you're, what that would create is like continuity or... you know, like they're like you're really going through those steps. I think people like steps, you know.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's sort of like if you're studying math, you know where the steps build upon each other, right? You start with algebra and then you go to geometry, and it actually, you make a lot faster progress because one thing builds into the next. And it works the same way if you have a strategic approach to your spiritual growth. It seems crazy that we wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of religions have done that in the past, and maybe now people in this day and age don't maybe always resonate with our old, super old religious traditions. Seems like much more spirituality that's kind of scaled for more modern people.
Yeah, I think so too. I think you need to leave room for people to question and think things through for themselves. Rather than giving them specific answers, it's really opening them up and helping them to explore questions for themselves.
And what do you observe, like what happens to people when they go through this process?
Oh gosh, you know, it is really interesting. For a lot of people, what it does is it starts opening them up and helping them to see their own thought processes, to see, so that a lot of different things happen. First of all, they clear blocks out of their way, and some of them have things come in that have been sort of outside of their reach for a while. Some stuff starts, in terms of material things, will start showing up in their lives very quickly. But then deeper things happen, like they start to recognize and see their own thought processes and start to notice when they are in alignment with where they want to go. So it can start to make sort of like internal shifts that then start to manifest outside of them. So it really is, it is a process as you go through it. And my first group is going through this process right now. And it's fascinating talking with them and finding out where they are in their journey, because they're right now in terms of what stage that they're in. They're in step four at the moment. And they're starting to open up and starting to see themselves in a different way. And so it is, you know, I think that the overall feedback has been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So people's ability to manifest or create, I think like when we are really aligned with our soul, we pull towards us things that are resonant with us, you know, and our personalities, like our egos, are more apt to create a mess of things or be in conflict or you know, the closer we can align with our soul, I think the more like magnetic we become for what we really need and want.
Absolutely. You know, and I think it's funny, there may be some areas in your life where it's really easy to manifest. Like I think most people, if they focus on it, they can manifest a good parking spot, you know, but then there might be areas where it's harder, like money or relationships. And that's where the deeper work is needed, because there may be something in there that you're just not seeing. And those sorts of blocks tend to have layers. So say, for example, that there's a block that you are trying to work through in this lifetime that relates to your relationship with either your mother or your father, right, with that male or female energy. So let's say in this example that it's a relationship with your father, that's something that is your job to clear in this lifetime, and that will show up in your relationships. If you're a woman, it'll show up in your relationships with men, you know, and same thing if you're a man, it could show up in your friendships, that kind of a thing. But what's tricky about identifying it and finding it is that as we go through life, we're filtering our experience, looking for evidence to prove that those faulty beliefs are true. So every time we see something that confirms the belief, we take it as evidence.
And yeah, we get like a case file, right? That's like proving that's
exactly
true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we ignore, we don't see the stuff that proves it wrong. So it's like we have this filter vision on, and every time we add something else to the file, we bury it. We put another layer, another onion layer. So when it comes time to start clearing that, you know, sometimes it takes a while to find that original source, to dig down deep enough to find that original. And that's why the work is laid out the way it is in Wisdom Soup, because it takes time. It's like it takes oxygen and breathing room for this stuff to sort of filter through your subconscious. In order to clear it effectively. And it takes coming at it from a couple of different angles. So that's why, for example, that's why the forgiveness module is later in the program, because at that point you're ready. You're really ready to find those original sort of wounds, call them, and get rid of them.
Yeah, that sounds super cool and very probably like really it's quite effective. And I noticed too that people, like the parking space is easy to manifest because you're probably not in conflict about it. Like all the parts of you are lined up, and it's like the parking space is easy. We all, I mean, I work with a chakra model. So, you know, in my work, so I'm like all seven chakras are in agreement that we want that parking space.
everybody
likes it. All the sub personalities, all the archetypes, all the chakras, whatever, you know, however we're looking at it. When we get into things like relationship, well, you know, we can be in conflict, you know, so the part of you, like the top part of you or the upper part of you, like definitely wants a relationship, but those lower chakras, you know, that hold the family wounds or the parental wounds, like you were talking about, they're like, no way. And it's like, whichever part of you has the biggest charge, like whichever one is the most energy is the one that wins. And I think for a lot of people that the one that has the biggest charge is really in their subconscious. They're not really aware of it, right?
Yeah, and
it sounds
our
like
subconscious thoughts. Yeah, they are much more powerful than our conscious thoughts, and they're projecting out there, you know.
Yes.
And if they're not in alignment with what we consciously want, we're being like, well, why is this so hard? Why isn't it happening for me? You know, and it always comes back to us.
I know, isn't that crazy?
You know.
It sounds like your model's like really good at peeling off those layers, like you said, so people can kind of discover what maybe that is lurking in their subconscious that's really manifesting their reality.
Yes, and that is the idea of it. And that's why it's actually designed so that the pacing is such so that you kind of have, okay, this is an intense month, this is a lighter month. It's designed to kind of give you that breathing space so that those layers can come off. You know, and each of the teachers that I have engaged for each of the different months, they really are amazing at what they do. So they're just the way that they present the information and the way that they teach it, they're what I like about the teachers that I brought in is that they are all people who have been successful in life in another capacity. These are competent, capable people who have a real practical side to them. I mean, like, they're tangible people that have figured out how to make life work, but they were so drawn to the spiritual side. They were so drawn by these other gifts that they chose this other path instead. So they're, you know, ex-attorneys that became energy healers. They are, you know, the head of information technology for an Irish bank that became a dream interpreter. You know, I mean, it's, they're people who know how to make life work. And so their approach in teaching has a practical component to it. It's not just theory. This is, they're showing you, this is what you do, you know? So it's stuff you can act on so that you can actually see tangible results.
That sounds great. I love that. And I love the combination of practical and spiritual too, because I think if we can't take the spiritual into our regular lives, what's it really for? Like, you know?
Yeah. It's fun, right? It's really fun if you're just talking theory. But I think what everybody's really hoping for is to find their own path. You know, we're all trying to hear our own divine guidance, to get closer in touch with our own internal voice. You know, I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful to be able to hear always, it's sort of like, okay, you want that little voice in your head saying, well, I'll tell you where the great parking spot is. You know,
right.
You want that voice to be telling you, but for bigger topics, you know, to be helping you out. And so that's the goal, is to get to the place where you do have real close contact, that feeling of connection, of oneness, you know, at a deeper level.
Yeah. And we all want a better life, you know? So
yeah.
I think figuring out, like, that's in my mind, like, the point of all this, like, it's not like we're doing spirituality so we leave our bodies and transcend and, you know, rise up out of earth.
Right.
Like, we can do that
right.
when we're dead. Right. But in
right,
the,
exactly.
here and now, like, we want a better life.
I totally agree. And I think that's a big part of what we're trying to master here. We're trying to master how to be really great at living this life.
Right.
You know, how do you learn to be a great manifester here? How do you learn to make life work for you here? So trying to be in our joy, right? Trying to make our life work in a way that brings us whatever it is that's going to make us happy. So, and that takes working through and clearing it. And I do think that a big part of the work we have to do is clearing our blocks. And the two of those are hand in hand, because you can't achieve the things that you want to achieve for yourself unless you clear your blocks. So the things that you want to achieve are going to be directly on the other side of your blocks. So it's like a hand in hand system. You have to work through the blocks. You have to work through whatever it is, those subconscious barriers, whatever it is that those belief systems, in order to get to the good stuff.
Yeah. Super cool. So tell us how we can find this amazing wisdom soup that you've invented.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's at wisdomsoup.com. And there's also going to be coming out at the beginning of this upcoming year, there's going to be a Wisdom Soup app as well. So, which I'm really excited about. And that's going to be something that, you know, so you can have it on your phones, you can have it on the go. And I'm going to be reorganizing the information on the Wisdom Soup app to make that more available for people who really want to stay in that high vibe, but don't have necessarily the time to engage in a full program right now, who maybe are a little overwhelmed by all the information that's coming at them. So to give them a way that they can kind of out at a moment's notice. So that's going to be available coming up in the January, February timeframe.
That's awesome. I love a good app. That's really clever.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it makes it really accessible for people. So I really just wanted to thank you for coming on the show again and filling us in on the five steps to serendipity. And I encourage everybody to go over to the website Wisdom Soup and check you guys out and engage in that beautiful process that you've come up with.
Yeah, thanks so much. I appreciate that very much. It is. I'm really excited to be able to share it with people. So thank you for spreading the word.
Sure. Thank you. And thank all of you guys for joining me and Anne today on The Miracle of Healing here on Empower Radio, where we are healing the planet one person at a time.